Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts. Jack Watts on recovery. Although, for the next month, as we're leading up to the election, I have commandeered this particular program to continue talking about the election and what is happening. Although, to be quite honest with you, we're going to be talking about some of the things today that are very bothersome to people in recovery that have relationships with people that have narcissistic personality disorders, which are always abusive. Jerry Sandusky just got, first time he has a chance of getting out of prison, he'll be close to 100 years old. So he's effectively done for, but there was nothing wrong with him. It was his victims, all 10 of them. They wanted it. Things of that nature. That's when you get these people who believe their version of reality so completely that they cannot entertain another thought. Now, why would I even bring this up when I say I'm going to be talking about the election? I'll tell you why. It's because we are dealing with a president who, in my estimation, has a narcissistic personality disorder. In talking about that, I'm going to bring on my brother, Dick. Are you there?
Yes, Jack. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. All right, listen, we got stuff. And, you know, we really just kind of got going yesterday. And this is, I want to just get to a couple of things. Number one, you remember when we were kids, we always got Columbus Day off because Columbus was, he discovered the, America, and we have the New World, and he was the forerunner for creating the United States of America. We have 50 states, and to my knowledge, I think that every state has a Columbus.
I thought Obama said we had 57 states. Well, that's right. That's
he did say we have 57 yeah. states, which, of course, yeah. was a great faux pas that has been underreported. But
numerous
the 57
times.
States he's referring to are actually 57 nations that are Islamic.
Yeah.
And it is a little sad, I think, don't you, that the President of the United States, wouldn't be able to come up with how many states there are. Pretty sad. All right, listen. The presidential proclamation for Columbus Day for 2012, and this is a direct quote right from, the WhiteHouse.gov. Presidential proclamation, Columbus Day 2012, by the President of the United States of America. The second paragraph says, when the explorers, and I'm reading this verbatim, when the explorers laid anchor in the Bahamas, they met indigenous peoples who had inhabited the Western Hemisphere for millennia. As we reflect on the tragic burdens tribal communities bore in the years that followed, let us commemorate the many contributions they have made to the American experience, and let us continue to strengthen the ties that bind us today.
Boy, he's really looking for that Hispanic vote, isn't he?
You know what? This is just like 2016, that movie that Dinesh D'Souza put up there. This is an apology. I mean, there's no celebration for Columbus discovering the New World in this. It's an apology to Indians for us being here.
Right.
And I have to say, I am tired of a president who apologizes for the United States of America. I want somebody who's in there that is proud to be an American. I remember when Michelle Obama said, this, you know, when the day of the inauguration, she said, "This is the first day I've ever been proud of being an American." I thought that was the strangest thing, one of the strangest things I'd ever heard, and certainly for a first lady.
Well, it all rings true now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it all rings true now.
Okay, yeah. Those are the things that are happening with that. This is just kind of like a little side thing, because I just thought it was tacky as it could possibly be for our president to do that, to throw the whole nation under the bus and apologize. Tired of it, want to get rid of him, period. All right. Now, I want to go to the debate again for a minute. Today on I think it's the UK Daily Caller or something like that. When Obama finished the debate, shook hands with Romney, and walked off the stage, Obama thought he had won the debate. Silence is never a very good thing on a radio program. I get it that you're speechless. He did.
Well, obviously, he was wrong.
Why do you think he did?
Because he's narcissistic and he thinks that everything evolves around him and that he won.
That hit the nail on the head. He's narcissistic, and as a result of his narcissism, for him to speak, for him to utter things, is to elucidate and give wisdom. That he was had to subjugate himself to a situation where he was there with Romney was something he didn't really even think he should have to condescend to do. And he hates Romney. He really, Romney stands for every single thing that Obama hates. He's successful. He's
self-made man.
Self-made man. That he's man, and that he's the epitome of the successful white man, and he doesn't like it.
And he has sons.
And here, you know, Romney came out and just cleaned his clock. But Obama didn't even know it.
Well,
it just didn't occur to him that something like that. Obama had a terrible debate. Supporters were shocked that he was so off his game. They couldn't understand. The real problem is that he's so never been tested that he can't quite put it together when he is thrown off of his game. So he just doesn't, he's used to, he hasn't had hard practices.
I think he has a tough time comprehending reality.
Yeah. Well, that was something that I learned that I thought was particularly interesting, that, you know, Obama, that Obama wouldn't actually thought that he had won the thing. So I thought that, you know, just bringing that particular thing up was really interesting. But there's something that's really far more serious that we need to talk about today that I think is going to I don't know that you've even heard about this, and I made sure not to tell you because I, you know, just love to just kind of like get the surprise look as we talk about these things. Okay. We were talking yesterday about how there was such a strong fundraising effort that brought in $181 million in September, which was twice what had been brought in August or in July. And that of that $181 million, this is for Obama, $177 million of it came from donations that were under $200. Specifically, they were seeking people.
$177 million at under $200.
Of 181.
Oh, my God.
Names and addresses. They don't have to produce the names and addresses. This is here's something else. I mean, we're just going to start getting into this. All right. There's a China-based fundraiser that's linked to the illegal foreign donations that have come in. The GAI, Government Accountability Institute, is asking questions. The guy's name is Robert Roche. He lives in Shanghai, and he has the website Obama.com. Now, people that come to it are directed to the main website to give. On the website Obama.com from Shanghai, where this guy has ties with the Chinese government, 68% of the people, of the hits, come from people that are foreign to the United States of America. This is, you can't take funds in a federal election from non-Americans. It's illegal. And the reason for it's a good one. If China's doing really well with us because Obama can't negotiate well and they've got unfair labor practices, well, they certainly would want him. So why wouldn't they throw in $100 million, $177 million, whatever? It's a drop in the bucket because they want what we're doing now, borrowing 40% of everything that we do from them. They like this. Why? Because they're becoming the owners of the United States of America. And here's this guy in Shanghai, when the president of China had a state dinner and his state dinner in Washington with Obama at the head table and the Secretary of State and the head of Coca-Cola and a few other major corporations, but not even like Goldman Sachs. They had to stay out there in the audience. This guy was at the head table. And what's his claim to fame? He has a website, Robert Roche?
177 million dollar website
in a month. All
in
of
one
it.
1 month.
Under $200, because if it's over $200, it has to be reported. $177 million out of 181 was not reportable.
So how many people would have to give that individually to match that number?
I did the math yesterday, and I don't...
Like 90,000?
Yes. It's no. 931,579 people.
He almost doesn't have that many people that would have $200.
Well, it's almost, that's almost a million. And of course, Obama said, well, if they had over 500,000 brand new donors and was smiling and everything. Here's the thing. This website has been in existence since the first election. And through these fundraising efforts like this, there's $1 billion that's unaccountable.
$1 billion unaccountable?
Unaccountable.
A billion. Well,
almost
20%
of it, 17% of it, here in the last month.
Alone, exactly.
Because this is what they're trying to do to get this, and this is like insider trading stuff. This is a scandal that is not going to go away, and they can't get around this. There are too many people asking questions. Interestingly, there's a story in this in Newsweek. Newsweek is as left wing as they come, but when it comes to something like this, this is just so egregious. And see, this is what happens with narcissists. They do thing after thing. As you remember, I used to I did some work for Jim Baker when that whole scandal broke. I was an outside vendor, but he was so narcissistic that he tapped into the line to steal power from the power company in North Carolina, even though he was in South Carolina. They tapped into it and just used free power, free electricity, because he was doing God's work. And if he's doing God's work, why can't he just do whatever he wants? See, this is that same kind of mentality that, I can do what I please, and I'm not accountable. And this is how we are being governed in the United States of America. Would you ever in a million years have thought that it would come to this? No.
You may want to tell people who Jim Baker was. I'm not sure everybody remembers. He was the reverend.
The TV evangelist that got caught with his pants down with Jessica Hahn in Clearwater, Florida. And he had this major television show, and the day that scandal broke, I was on a plane going up there for regular business, and had, the plane left at 7 a.m., and then I had to get up at 4, so I didn't hear the news. And I got on the plane, and there were reporters all over the place asking me questions, like I might know something about it. I was just like, oh, my goodness, what in the world is going on? I was essentially like an Obama Kool-Aid drinker who finally had the water and say, all this magic is going away. Well, this is what's happening right now. The Washington Post, ABC, some of the mainstream network news things are saying, this is a little odd. They haven't really come out and said what it is, fraud.
Just a little odd.
They haven't come out and said that this is an attempt by a foreign power, China, to buy the presidency because they want Obama, because Romney will cut a deal with them that, you know, that's fair. They're involved in unfair trade practices with us right now that is putting us at their mercy, and the American people are absolutely staggering under what is going on because Obama doesn't know anything about business, and he has been unable to do any of these things really well. All right, so those
were legally.
Those things, this is absolutely unbelievable. All right. Well, let me just say this. If anybody wants to call in and say something about this, feel free. The number is 347-326-9949. Now, we do have more people that that listen to this on the in the archives when they go out, then listen to it live. So that's fine. All right. Now, we're going to start talking the rest of the time. I mean, we just have so much to talk about now as we get closer to this election. But, you know, I fear for our nation greatly because if we have a president that has so little character that he would permit this kind of funding, $177 million, untraceable, that speaks volumes and how anybody could vote for this man is absolutely beyond me. I don't see how anybody who is either Catholic or Jewish or evangelical Christian could possibly do it. But you know what? There are quite a few that are, regardless. So let's just go into this. We got about 5 minutes left, maybe six or seven.
Don't you think
the few, report came out, the few poll, and some things have happened as a result of the debate. Now, the general thinking is this: debates don't really change much. They just reinforce what people already think. And I think by and large that there's a lot of truth to that. This is an anomaly, and the reason I think is this. There are a lot of people that, you know, were supporting Obama because, you know, he's the incumbent. You know, let's give him, you know, even though he didn't do real well the first time, let's give him a second chance. And, you know, Romney's out of touch. He's arrogant. He's, you know, he's not somebody who's interested in anybody but the rich. And, you know, he's not real smart. He's stupid. And, you know, and he's a liar. And they portrayed him this way, spending several hundred million dollars to just make him look like a complete fool and like somebody that was not an acceptable alternative to Obama. And, you know, well, he just wants women to be, you know, barefoot and pregnant, and, you know, he's not going to let them have contraceptives. I mean, just all kinds of crazy things. But it was out there, and they just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed this debate where they saw Romney standing next to Obama, and Romney was smart, personable, engaging, not condescending to the President of the United States, which I thought he did a really good job on that. You know, because even though Obama is sleazy, he is still the president. He is Mr. Sleaze, at least until January. And I think that particularly women took a look at that debate and said, well, Romney's not so bad. I mean, I kind of like him. He looks very presidential, and he does look presidential. And, you know, he was clearly in charge, and Barack Obama really looked very poor to everybody other than himself, because he's Barack Obama, and narcissists just don't change. All right. Now, of registered voters, on September 16th, Romney was getting, according to the Pew poll, 42%, Obama 51%. Huge difference. After the debate, from the poll that was taken from the 4th to the 7th, they're tied at 46-46. Now, those are for registered voters. If it's likely voters, Romney goes up to 49% and Obama down to 45%, with 6% either not knowing or, you know, they're going to, you know, vote for another candidate, at least at that point. So that's the big deal right there, because likely voters is really what it is. Those are the people that will vote, and Romney has pulled ahead from being seriously behind, all based on him looking presidential and Barack Obama not looking presidential, and people becoming aware that, wait a minute, all this stuff I've heard about Romney, I can see for myself, this just isn't true. Okay. Now, when you take a look at the debate performance, when it comes to independents, 72% thought that Romney did a better job. Only 14% thought that Obama did, and 13% said that they kind of tied. So that essentially is 3 out of 4 people thought that Romney did a better job. And even when you factor in the independents, that's the big deal. You know, predictably, when they asked Republicans, 89% thought that Romney did a better job, and only 4% thought that Obama did. When they asked Democrats,
isn't there more independents than there is Republicans? Democrats, and the 40% is independent now versus whatever it is, Republicans, and both Democrats are below 40%.
Yeah, it is.
So that's a big deal that they think he did a great job.
39% right. thought that Romney won, and 44% thought that Obama did. And of course, you know, they're just, the whole deal is that, you know, they got to stand behind their man, and that's a tough sale. To believe that. At any rate, we've only got 1 minute left. All this money is coming in. This is a major scandal. Will it prove his undoing? I think that Obama is just hoping, like anything, that he can get through the election, squeak it out, and then just try and deal with the aftermath, kind of like Richard Nixon did with Watergate. But if Obama wins, I promise you we are going to have a mess of the first order. Now, we've just got a few seconds. Let me say this. America has a choice. 4 weeks from today, we'll be doing the show and talking about exit polls and things like that, and then it'll be a long night. So all I can say is, hallelujah, we got time ahead. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.